461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. The Jacksonville Beaches listen at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion each and every day. And lest I forget it, and often I do that very thing. In fact, I get caught up in what I'm wanting to say and wanting to hear the response from you, our listeners. I fail sometimes to remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue we're talking about today, freedom. Freedom. And by the way, for all those that are listening, it is our prayer today that you will have a free, wonderful, joy-filled July the 4th celebration, Independence Day. Independence Day. Independence for a nation that was set free 247 years ago. We'll talk about that today because we look at the celebration of Independence Day, our 247th anniversary of America's Declaration of Independence, freedom as no other nation has ever experienced. Ladies and gentlemen, I could sit here for the balance of the day, and we cannot plummet the depths and the breadths of what we have in America that all other nations, no other nation has, that all other nations are wanting to come to America because of what we have. Now, that's wonderful in and of itself. That doesn't mean we need to have no borders and destroy our sovereignty in doing so. Freedom as no other nation, ladies and gentlemen. But a quick glance back, we find as we look at that, we're going to talk about in a moment, 56 men that pledged their all. We read these words in the Declaration of Independence. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And so these 56 men put their lives on the line to preserve and protect the freedom that we have today. God-given, unalienable rights, as it is called in our Declaration of Independence. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about today the freedom that we have as a nation, and yet there's a greater freedom, and that's a freedom that we have in Christ. That's the real freedom. That's the only freedom that has eternal values. That's the only freedom that has the value that is worth our life being surrendered to Christ in order to receive. And we are going to talk about that today, and I say we because I have Dr. Glenn Davis with me today. Thank you, Pastor, for being here. It's our delight.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. And first, I want to say good morning to my bride of 37 years. Amen. I want to give a shout out, amen, to, amen, all the wonderful people at Bennett Chevrolet. Amen. I had a chance to speak with a few of them the other day, and I found out that we have faithful listeners over there.
Amen.
Brother Aaron, Brother Darrell Davis, and Brother Terry.
That's
amen.
Good.
And the rest of the staff out
That's
there.
Good.
And they really treated the country boy with a royal treatment. I thank and praise God for that.
Amen.
Amen. For them, amen, and for you, amen, that will continue to listen to us.
Yes.
Because we are here to share the truth with you.
Yes, yes.
Coming from the Word of God.
Amen.
And we hope and pray.
Amen.
That before you eat your barbecue,
that's
amen,
right,
and enjoy, amen, the festivities, fall down on your knees and pray.
Yes.
Amen. And thank God for the freedoms that we are now enjoying, amen, in this great country of the United States of America.
As
amen.
No other nation on the face of the globe, Pastor.
Amen.
And yet I believe we see that a little less today than we have in the history of our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as I do each and every day on this broadcast, when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not based on political, philosophical rhetoric. Our position is not based on denominational dogma, but our position is based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And it's our prayer each and every day that it will be a blessing to you. Jesus, speaking in John 8:31 and 32, as he talked with his disciples, he said this, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth." Listen out of the last phrase, "and the truth shall make you free." That's what we're talking about today. The freedom that we have, and the freedom that we have as Christians, come as a result of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, and remaining in the Word. And it's through the Word that we'll know the truth, and it's through the truth of the Word that sets us free. And we need to see that connectivity and understand it. And then Jesus in John 14:6 says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Word of God makes a declaratory statement, "Thy Word is truth." It's the truth of God's Word, ladies and gentlemen, that we stand on securely each and every day. Psalms 117, verse 2, the latter portion of that verse says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." We need to recognize that it does not, you can't wear it out, you can't destroy it, you cannot amend it, you cannot in any way bifurcate it. It is the truth of the Word of God that endures forever. We have all heard the information about George Orwell, the secularist, and his book entitled 1984, dystopian novel, published in the late 40s, and many things that he said about America when he entitled it 1984 is correct, but it just happened to miss it by a few years, because right now we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, just as he said in that book, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place today as never before in the history of our great nation. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that truth is what sets us free. Truth of the Word of God. Most young Americans, as one article in the latest survey reminds us, the millennials 18 to 35-year-old age group make this statement, "Each person determines their own version of truth." Ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute untruth. It's an impossibility to say that everybody has their own truth. There's only one truth. The centrality of truth is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the truth is today that multitudes do not realize what we're celebrating. We're not celebrating Juneteenth. We're not celebrating some aberrant made-up holiday. We're celebrating Independence Day, July the 4th. 247 years of freedom in America. And today, for the most part, we're less free than we were 247 years ago. But real freedom comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're going to talk about that during the course of this broadcast today. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I pray that that's what you have made a commitment to do, is defend the truth even to death. And I really believe the longer we are here on this old earth, the longer period of time before the rapture of the church, I believe we're going to see a major, major deterioration of anything that will be called truth. We're watching that happening each and every day in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And our knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, they can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a huge benchmark, identifiable miles away. Gigantic flag. It's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find that flag in the flagpole. Base of the flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing all the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Dr. Davis and I are going to be talking about freedom today. Freedom is something that we all love. Freedom is something that we celebrate as we celebrate Independence Day, 247th Independence Day celebration, ladies and gentlemen. But a quick glance back at these 56 men. Let me state that to you again. These 56 men that signed the Declaration of Independence said this: "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, all 56 men put their lives on the line to preserve and protect and provide the freedom that we have today. They believed that the freedoms that we have were God-given. They stated in the Declaration they are unalienable rights. That's the rights of all of us, ladies and gentlemen. But yet we have so dissected, divided, and dissed what God intends for us that we're finding chaos and confusion rather than being found to be totally free. Ladies and gentlemen, America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Yet, based on the latest survey that reveals, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, the survey reveals 63% of today's millennials, 63% of those 18 to 35-year-old age group say that they prefer a socialist society rather than America as we know it today. That shows you how far we've fallen. That shows you where we have come from. That shows you what we have lost in the view of what we have in America today as the freedom that we have been given. I don't know about you, Pastor Davis, but I'm of the opinion that we have multitudes today that are living in the land of the free and the home of the brave without realizing what it cost us, cost these 56 men. In fact, you can go back and study the life of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, and you find horrific, dangerous, devastating events took place after they signed the Declaration of Independence to give us what we have today, the freedoms that we have today. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it was on June 21st, 1776. John Adams wrote, and let me read that to you very carefully. John Adams wrote these words on June 21st, 1776. "Statesmen, my dear sirs, you may plan and speculate for liberty, but it is religion and morality alone which can establish the principles upon which freedom can securely stand. The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue. And if this cannot be inspired into our people in a greater measure than they have now, they may change their rules and the form of government, but they will not obtain a lasting liberty." End quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, even John Adams recognized that real freedom, real liberty can come, can be found, can be experienced only by a virtuous people, a moral, ethical, Christian people. And Pastor, I find that multitudes today are trying to have freedom without God, freedom without Christ, freedom without the Word of God, freedom without spirituality. And it's a lost search because it's not there.
Speak well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, I've heard it said many times down through the years that we are one generation away from apostasy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can always appreciate being under the leadership of many of those down through the years who I had a privilege to be under, who were still less than 100 years old
yes,
when I was
like
a teenager, that even passed their moral standards on to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw things, godly principles in their lives that I wanted to imitate mm-hmm. because I saw it working for them.
Yes.
And they seemed to not only live a really good personal life, but they also had a very good family life and a very good religious life. And the reason why I'm saying that, religious, amen, we know what religion is.
That's right.
Pure religion and undefiled to God the Father is just to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Yes.
This is what the Christian duty is.
Mm-hmm.
But those who live by that principle, Dr. Youngblood, were able to also help to hold the church life together.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were certain boundaries, and listen, we need boundaries.
Yes, absolutely.
If God were not a loving God, he would not pass along us the privilege to live in freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But that freedom must walk in agreement with his word.
Right.
Everything must be in context with the word of God so that we can enjoy the freedom that he so much desires and wants us to have.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need to know, or what we need to do, our main duty as Christians, is to examine the word of God and see what's there for us so that once we come to find out the truth, which is what we try to express every day
yes.
on this program,
yes.
then we will come to understand that there are no constrictions upon us in the word of God. We have more liberty in the word of God than we can stand to have.
That's right. Absolutely.
But the thing is, again, the morals that the older people, the older generation stood for all down through the years, as I was growing up from a teenager all the way up until this time, and now I'm less than 100 years
That's
old.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thank him for allowing
Amen.
Me to live to this point.
Amen.
Now I can pass those same ideals down to the next generation that's behind me to keep apostasy from setting in, because we know that we have the socialists, leftists, mm-hmm. Marxist people that are here promoting ideals that are totally contrary to the word of God
yes.
that are trying to bring about apostasy in this world today as we live because they hate God and hate Christians.
That's right.
So let us know and understand on today. It's very important, Dr. Youngblood, that we understand the freedom that we have in the word of God so that we may embrace it freely and enjoy the freedoms that are there.
Absolutely. In fact, John Adams was correct when he said, the only real liberty, the only real freedom that we have is true, lasting, real freedom found only in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He called it moral virtue. He used the term pure virtue, and he's talking about a life in Christ. So, Pastor, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. It's the truth of the word of God.
Amen.
So real freedom is found only in being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in his word sets us free.
Amen.
That is an indelible, unalterable statement that I believe we need to understand today. So the question is, Pastor Davis, the question is this fact, what is Christian freedom? What is Christian freedom? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Let me just read a brief statement, one writer that asked that question, what is Christian freedom? He says, through his sacrificial death, Jesus Christ fulfilled the law, setting believers free from the law of sin and the law of death. And we are free to follow and serve Jesus Christ in ways that please and glorify him. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 2 through 8. In a nutshell, this is the definition of Christian freedom, this writer says. Christian freedom involves living not under the burdensome obligations of the law, but under God's grace, for sin shall no longer be your master because you're not under the law, but under grace, Romans 6, 14. Very well stated. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
No, I mean, that's the real freedom, brother. When you don't know better and you don't know God and you are presented with the gospel, there's a huge spiritual realm, spiritual world that opens up to you. And then you know where is the true cause of the problem when you were not a believer. Oh, so that's why. Wow, so that's why. That's why we need to read the Bible. We need to study it. And we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to live a Christian, a newborn Christian life in this world. Because if not, we're going to be sorry slaves to sin and to the old ways that we used to practice in the past. And that's the beautiful thing about being a newborn Christian, you know, that you got that freedom. That many people don't understand that. They think that is this, that is that, but they got it wrong. The beautiful thing is to know that you are free, that you know, bound to the pattern of this world, like Romans says, and you got a different mindset, you know what I mean? And you can be that light to other people that are in chain, spiritual talking. And I think that's what it's all about, you know what I mean? That's why when we are in Christ, we are free. And people don't get it. What? What do you mean? You know, because they are in a different mindset. And that's the real freedom that we experience as Christians, as newborn Christians. And it's sad to say so many people practice in other so-called religions, but they are buying their salvation. They're trying to buy their gods with a small g favor. And you ask many of the Muslims, and they don't even know if they're going to go to heaven. They say, well, depending on Muhammad's, on Allah's mercy. You go like, what? That's why they do so many things trying to get the favor of the of Allah. And then you got the Buddhists telling you that you're going to reincarnate maybe in a cow or in a donkey. And everything is so misguided. But I think that's the beautiful thing about Christianity, that the Bible, when you speak the Bible opens people's eyes and opens people's heart and minds, and they start seeing the things by themselves, and they say, wait a minute, this is what I need. This is what I was looking for so many years. So, yeah, we need to celebrate that freedom in July 4th as well. But it's a blessing when you are a newborn in Christ and your lives are changing. And pretty much that's my comment. The real freedom is the one that God gave us.
Amen, brother. Amen. So well spoken, spot on. Thank you, Jose, for your comments. Pastor Davis, one of the things that I think we can summarize when we ask the question, what is Christian freedom, can summarize what our caller Jose just said, and the fact that we have freedom from the penalty of sin. When we say yes to Jesus Christ, the penalty of sin is spiritual death, but Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe, the old song says. We have freedom in Christ. And that freedom, Pastor Reed, if you would, for our listeners, Romans chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Romans chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. When we talk about freedom, we generally think about American freedom, constitutional freedom, our Bill of Rights and what we have, religious liberties, freedom of speech, right to keep and bear arms, et cetera, et cetera. And all of those things are exactly correct, as it should be. But based on our founding documents and the founding fathers, the real freedom is virtue. That is pure virtue. That is Christian freedom. And that freedom that we have in Christ is real Christian freedom. And in that first incident of what we call freedom is the freedom from the penalty of sin. Read those verses for us, Pastor.
Amen. Romans 6, verses 6 and 7. It says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that is Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, let me read you the NLT, because some people like other versions. Mm-hmm. It helps. I mean, it's a good study. Mm-hmm. But let's make sure we understand, yes, amen, the King James Version for a Christian should be considered the best translation.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Because what you don't know, let us understand, the Spirit of God is given there to clarify.
Yes.
Or to reveal, amen, mm-hmm, the real truths, mm-hmm, from the Word of God. So it's important. There's a need for the Holy Spirit on today. Amen? Yeah. So the NLT says in verse number 6, our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. Verse 7, for when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin.
Absolutely.
So that makes it, that sets it, mm-hmm, in a better light to help you to understand more what those two verses are saying. But then we want you to know that's where your real freedom lies.
That's it. Absolutely. Amen. Real freedom is, it's wonderful that we can have the freedom in our nation today, the freedom that we celebrate when we celebrate Independence Day, July the 4th. It is the freedom that we have as a nation. But individual citizens, individuals in our nation, multitudes today, Pastor, are not free. Multitudes today, though we're in a free nation, the freest nation that's ever been on the face of God's green earth, and yet there are multitudes today in America that are not free. And I'm not talking about now some type of slavery, some type of bondage. I'm talking about that are not really free, because real freedom comes in a relationship to Jesus Christ, as that statement is made in Romans and John 8, 31 and 32. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples. Indeed, that means sincere, real, actual disciples. And you shall know the truth, that's knowing Jesus, and the truth, Jesus, shall make you free.
Amen.
And the real freedom that we have today is the freedom from the penalty of sin. Because, Pastor, one of the things that I believe our listeners need to understand, the wages of sin is death, the scripture says, but the gift of God is eternal life. We find in John 3:16, read that. I know many people can quote it. Read that for our listeners, because this is the centrality of the truth when we talk about being free from the penalty of sin. If we got what we deserve, ladies and gentlemen, we'd all die and go to the devil's hell. That's what we deserve. But because of the grace born out of the love of God for us, Jesus Christ, God, came into flesh, died on the cross, shed his rich red royal blood, that through our faith and trust in him, we'd be free from that penalty of death. Read that, John 3:16.
Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So, you know, Dr. Youngblood, I mean, just considering the power that comes from these verses of Scripture.
Yes.
If we really, really consider, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I have not researched it very deep, but I don't think there are no other countries on the face of the earth that really celebrate Independence Day.
Right.
I feel if it were so, then we wouldn't have them coming here.
That's right.
To enjoy the freedoms that we are able mm-hmm. to celebrate and enjoy. So, I mean, based upon that, if you live here, you need to learn how to appreciate the freedoms that you have.
That we have.
Because I'm mighty afraid, Dr. Youngblood, if things keep going the way that they're going, they're being eviscerated each and every day.
Yes.
You speak about that a lot
yes.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to happen overnight. It's happening gradually.
Yes. Incrementally.
So, I'm mighty afraid that one day you're going to wake up and what you used to enjoy will no longer be there.
Yes.
Amen.
This is one of the, goes back to a fundamental foundational reason that we should place our faith and trust in Christ and not in government.
Amen.
In fact, I'm looking at an article. It says, everyone seeks freedom, especially in the West. Freedom is the highest virtue, and it is sought after by all who are or consider themselves to be oppressed. But freedom in Christ is not the same as political or economic freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about freedom. We ask the question, what is Christian freedom? First of all, Christian freedom is being free. It's freedom from the penalty of sin. Sin, the wages of death, the wage of sin is death. That's the pay. That's the end result. And according to the Bible, we're all sinners. We're born sinners. We don't become sinners because we sin. We sin because we're born sinners.
Amen.
And as a result of that, we need a Savior. And the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, sets us free from the penalty of sin. And we need to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that without Christ, we are in bondage to sin, to self, and to Satan. It is only through a relationship to Jesus that we have that freedom that we all search for, that we all want, that is only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. The price of freedom, ladies and gentlemen, is high. It cost us nothing, but it cost Jesus Christ his life. He died to set us free. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. After the news break, we'll come right back as we continue to speak about what is Christian freedom. as we celebrate the 4th of July, Independence Day, we need to understand real freedom. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we've just heard, the good news out of the Supreme Court ruling today, they have ruled in favor of a website maker, developer, that is out of Colorado, that says that she did not want to create websites, for homosexual, sodomite, LGBTQ couples. Supreme Court says she has that freedom. That's a religious liberty. That's a freedom that's in total line with what we're speaking about on this broadcast today. But the freedom, the ultimate freedom that we have, is the freedom in Christ. That is the Christian freedom, not just the freedom that we have in our Bill of Rights, not just the freedom that we have looking at our Declaration of Independence, not just the freedom we have from a physical standpoint in a great nation, but the freedom that we have from the very penalty of sin is found only in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Not only, Pastor Davis, do we have what is Christian freedom, the answer to that is freedom from the penalty of sin, but also the freedom from the power of sin.
Amen.
The freedom from the power of sin. You just read a moment ago, Romans the 6th chapter, verse 6 and 7. Take a moment and let's do something. Let's read Romans 6, verse 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, that gives us a greater insight as to what we're talking about, freedom from the power of sin.
Amen. It says here, starting at verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death had no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. We are free from the penalty of sin when we say yes to Jesus. We're free from the power of sin to control our lives as we submit our lives under the lordship of Jesus Christ. In fact, Pastor, in John 8:36, the scripture says, "If the Son therefore set you free, you shall be free indeed."
Amen. Amen.
I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wonderful, wonderful study, the study of our freedom that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We'd love to hear from you today in relationship to your celebration of Independence Day. How are you celebrating? What are you celebrating it for? What do you find is the real essence, the core principle behind what you're doing in celebrating this wonderful, wonderful time of the year? Celebrating our independence, our making of a great nation that we've known now, the freedom that we've had for 247 years. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful that we live in America. I'm thankful for what we have in America. I'm thankful for the liberties that we have. I'm thankful for our Declaration of Independence. I'm thankful for our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. But ladies and gentlemen, that's just part of the story. The real thankfulness that should cause us to celebrate this wonderful Independence Day, July the 4th, is because of Jesus Christ. Had it not been for the fundamental beliefs in the Scripture, the beliefs in the Word of God, and the Lordship of Jesus Christ, these 56 men may not have been willing to make the pledge that they made. The 56 signers of the Declaration said this: "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what it cost them: their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. Because this is what we have today as a result of them being willing to place their names on that document that we call the Bill of Rights, that we call the Declaration of Independence. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we ask the question, what is freedom? The deeper question is, what is Christian freedom? Christian freedom, first of all, is the freedom from the penalty of sin, and also the freedom from the power of sin. Pastor, take a moment and read for us Galatians 5, the first verse.
Galatians 5.
Chapter 5, Galatians.
Amen. Verse 1. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage."
What does that mean to us, and what should the listener get from that, Pastor?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, when we search the true implications of what Paul are trying to get over to the Christian family, amen, the nation, amen, all of us who are blood-washed, born again, amen, in Christ Jesus, amen, is that we have a liberty that enables us to operate freely on all levels of life so long as we are obeying the Word of God.
Yes.
That is true liberty or true freedom indeed. If we search the Scriptures again, we go to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
It tells us, Dr. Youngblood, that the law was not made for a righteous man.
That's right.
Because a righteous man is a law within himself.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you are a law-abiding citizen, and most importantly, because you are obeying the Word of God, and the law was based, or it came from, the Word of God, every time you obey the Word of God, you're obeying also the laws of the land. So therefore, you don't have any reason to suffer as an evildoer.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when we are enjoying the liberties that are passed to us by Christ Jesus dying on the cross, then what we need to do is make sure that we exercise those liberties in the right way.
Yes.
Because even today, the church gets a black eye every time a Christian steps out of the boundaries of the Word of God and do something contrary to the Word.
Yes.
Because don't ever get it wrong. Sinners are always watching your life.
That's right.
And they can tell when you are doing the same thing that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So many a times, we destroy our witness to the world by walking contrary to the word of God, thereby driving sinners away from the church instead of being able to help draw them to the church.
Absolutely.
So it's very important for us to make sure we understand the liberty, the freedom that Christ has given us, amen, through his blood, amen, his shed blood on the cross. And then when he was raised from the dead, it lets me know that that's another guarantee that God intends to fulfill everything that he promised to Christ, because Christ is right there to watch over the word to perform it.
Amen.
Amen. That's very powerful.
Pastor, one of the things that I believe we need to, our listeners need to understand, because in that text, Galatians 5:1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us, Christ hath made us free. We didn't get it ourselves. We didn't work for it. We weren't good enough for it. We cannot buy the freedom. We cannot earn the freedom. It was that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us, made us free. But then the scripture says, this is the thing I want us to look at for a moment. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
What is Paul saying to the believers at Galatia when he says that?
In other words, amen, we're not to go back again, because the law was never able to enable people to live right.
Yes.
In other words, it wasn't put there to set you free. It was put there to let you know when you stepped out of the word of God and then you're sinning against a holy and a righteous God.
The guardrails.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So now, because you have the word of God and you have something to help you keep yourself within the boundaries of his word, then he's telling you, don't go back out there and get yourself entangled again with the old lifestyle. You have a new lifestyle now in Christ Jesus. So enjoy that lifestyle, because don't take it for granted, because it costed God's son his life.
Yes.
You know, and this is what I have to remind a lot of Christians of a whole lot of times. Even when we go back to the book of Hebrews, it tells us, amen, that we are to look for a fiery judgment from the hands of the living God, because we crucify the Son of God afresh and we bring him to an open shame every time we do something contrary to the word of God. So let's make sure that we don't do that.
Yes. And one of the things, and I like to use the else, we have liberty in Christ. There are some that will take that liberty and use it as license. Then there are some that will say, out of legalism, you don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other thing, and that's the don'ts that make you spiritual. That is not what the scripture says. We have liberty in Christ, but those liberties have guardrails, if you will.
Amen.
And those guardrails are to prevent us from going back into the yoke of bondage. That yoke means that control, and the bondage and control of sin. And Paul is challenging the believers at Galatia not to turn back, don't drop by the wayside. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply say this. Perhaps you're listening today and you're weary with well-doing, as it is called. It is so easy for that to take place and to happen. But we need to be refreshed and reminded that we have liberty in Christ. That liberty that we have is the liberty to serve him. It's not license to do as you please, but it's the liberty to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
And then, Dr. Youngblood, when we look at the word of God, it's our instruction manual.
Yes.
It's put there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy a new car, me and a friend was talking about this the other day, it's got an instruction manual in the car pocket.
That's right.
A driver's or owner's manual.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you want to know how that car operates and how to keep it operating efficiently,
mm-hmm.
read the owner's manual.
That's right.
You got instructions right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No dealership, well, let's say no manufacturer, mm-hmm. whoever made the car, whether it's a Cadillac, BMW, Chevrolet, whatever type it is,
mm-hmm.
no manufacturer expects for you to take that book and lay it aside and make your own rules,
right,
or your own manual, mm-hmm. for how that vehicle should operate.
Mm-hmm.
You have instructions there that you need to follow. What am I saying? I'm saying this to Christians on today. You have the instruction manual, the owner's manual. God is your owner.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the scripture said, you were bought with a price. You're not your own.
That's right.
You were bought with a price. That's the precious blood, mm-hmm. of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So then, you have, amen, the instruction manual right there for you to live by.
Amen.
All you need to do is obey what's there. God didn't give us the privilege to have our own copy of his word, to set it aside and make our own copy,
right,
and establish our own word in order to govern our lives. Because, my friend, each time you do that, your life is going to end up in shipwreck.
Right. You just, it just crossed my mind as you were saying that, Pastor, that the Bible is God's owner's manual. He owns us. He created us. And the owner has the right of recall.
Amen. Amen.
He's the owner. He's the manufacturer. He has the right of recall. And we need to keep in mind there's coming a day we're going to be recalled. And as a result of that, it should cause us to be more faithful in what we're doing in serving the Lord. But
Amen.
That's the third point, Pastor, that I think that we need to talk about today in relationship to what is Christian freedom. It's freedom from the penalty of sin. It's freedom from the power of sin, but it's also freedom in our personal Savior. We have freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ set us free, and it's in that freedom that we have today to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And multitudes of times we fail to recognize that. I'm going to read just a brief portion of an article here. Paul, in Romans 6, Paul explains that we're slaves. We're either slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness. Those of us who are slaves to sin cannot free themselves from it. But once we're freed from the penalty and the power of sin, through the cross of Christ, we become different kinds of slaves. And in that slavery, we find complete peace and real, true freedom. I'll talk about that in a moment. Although it seems like a contradiction, the only true freedom in Christ comes to those who are his slaves. Slavery has come to mean degradation, hardship, inequity. But the biblical paradigm is the true freedom of the slave of Christ who experiences joy and peace, the products of the only true freedom we will ever know in this life. This writer says, there are 124 occurrences in the New Testament of the word doulos, which means someone who belongs to another or is a bond slave with no ownership rights of his own, end quote. Our boys grew up hearing Dad say, all of us should be nekros doulos. Nekros means dead, doulos means slave. We need to be a dead slave, dead to self, sold out and surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christ Amen. Is the only one that can set us free from the bondage of sin and self and of Satan. But biblical Christianity means that we become bond slaves to Jesus Christ. Now, what does that mean, ladies and gentlemen, that we're bond slaves? I thought slavery was bad. I thought slavery was something we need to ignore or to reject or to look back in some reprehensible view. But when we talk about it in relationship to Christ, it ought to be that which we embrace fully to realize that we are no longer our own. We've been bought with a price, and the price is the rich red royal blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He bought us, he paid for us, he created us, and he bought us back out of the slave market of sin. And we belong to him. And as such, we should be a doulos, a servant to the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor, I believe it is 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Drop down to about verse 19 and 20 and read that for us, and let's talk about it.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20.
Amen. Says here, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Absolutely. So share with our listeners for a moment what that means and how we should embrace it, what we should understand from it.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, if we consider, you know, what Christ did. Now, he didn't do what he did because he had to do it.
Right.
Now, that's enough for me to praise him right
Amen.
There.
Amen. Amen.
Because in my own heart and mind, when I look at my wretched life mm-hmm. and where I was headed to a devil's hell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize, and let's make sure we understand this, God does not send anyone to hell.
That's right.
You send yourself there by disobeying his word, and you have chosen the wrong path.
That's right.
There are two paths in life.
Yeah.
There's a right way, and there's a wrong way.
Right, absolutely.
So we have to either get right or get left.
That's right.
So let's make sure we understand now. We want you to know this mm-hmm. on today, and because we love you. We have the love of God in our hearts, and we want to share this with everyone that are maybe not really truly understanding what Christian freedom is all about. It cost God's son his life. And those two verses that I just read, verses 19 and 20, ask a question. What? In other words, after he had discussed everything else with mm-hmm. you in those previous verses, and you still not reached the right conclusion, mm-hmm. he's asking you what? In other words, what are you thinking?
What are you thinking? What are you doing?
Amen. What are you thinking?
That's right.
He said, know ye not, have you not yet understood mm-hmm, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hear the older saints back in the old days always said that the Holy Ghost won't dwell in an unclean place.
Mm-hmm.
If our lives, if our hearts are not right with God and we are constantly committing sin over and over and over, listen, the Holy Spirit is nothing but God. That's God.
That's God.
It's God's Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you expect for God to dwell in a dirty place?
That's right.
When he is a holy God.
He's not. That's right.
And sin is the thing that defiles.
Mm-hmm.
So if your body is the temple and it's being defiled by sin, then God is not going to dwell there.
Right.
But this scripture is telling us that since God dwells there, you are not your own, because now God is living in you and through you. And this is what we should trust him to do every day. That's my prayer. God, live in me, live through me. Wherever I go, whatever I do, let me reflect you to people so that someone will know that there is a true and a living God.
That's right.
I owe him that. So he said, for ye are bought with a price. That price, again, is the price that Christ paid with his shed blood out on the cross.
On the Calvary.
Listen,
cross.
Money, right. Money couldn't get us.
That's right.
Out of slavery. Not that type of slavery that we were in.
That's right.
Money couldn't ever pay the price. If it was so, then Dr. Youngblood, you and I might miss out, because those socialist, leftist, Marxists would probably go and buy all the seats in heaven.
That's right. It'd be gone.
And get all of their people in there, mm-hmm. and we would miss out.
That's right.
But since that price was paid by Jesus Christ as of a precious lamb without spot and blemish, this is what it took to please God and appease his wrath. So all we have to do is accept what Christ did for
Amen.
Us freely. It's a gift.
That's right.
So, I mean, who wouldn't
Can't
accept a gift like that?
Right. Absolutely.
Amen. That's a gift. We don't have to wait until Christmas morning.
That's right.
To unwrap it. Amen. You can unwrap your gift any day of your life, every day. Amen. You can enjoy that gift. But he said, you are bought with a price. Therefore, in other words, now he wants you to understand, you ought to glorify God in your body.
That's right.
In this life that you are living right now,
mm-hmm.
give God the glory by obeying his word and doing right and bringing forth fruit in your life.
Serving him each and every day.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Pastor.
Amen. And in your spirit.
That's right.
See, sometimes, you know, some people, I heard the old people say this, some people got a filthy spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God is not there. Now, listen, sweet water and bitter water don't come from the fountain at the same time.
Like the scripture says.
If you can say anything you want to say when you get ready, if you can do anything you want to do when you get ready, that's telling me Christ's not in your life.
Right. No control.
You don't have any moral constraints, mm-hmm. and that's what the Spirit is there for, mm-hmm. to keep us in check, to bring
right.
things back to our remembrance, what Jesus said in the Word, so that we can live a productive life.
Amen.
And glorify him. So he said, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Mm-hmm.
You don't belong to yourself.
We are. Glory.
So for that reason, amen, you ought to give God the glory.
Okay.
If you give yourself fully over to God, listen, let me say this, and I'm going to let you move on. I heard, I think it was Dr. Billy Graham said a few years ago, before he went on to heaven to be with God, he said that the world has yet to see what God can do through the life of a holy man that has totally yielded his life to God.
Right.
And he gave the example of Elijah the prophet, how he prayed and it didn't rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Mm-hmm. And when he prayed again, the earth brought forth the rain and the crops began to come forth.
Right.
So listen, this is what God wants. He wants that same glory out of our lives, but we have to make sure we get ourselves in alignment with his word.
Right. In fact, one writer put it this way, called it the caution of our freedom.
Amen.
The caution of our freedom. He said, we have a propensity to go to extremes, and the Bible cautions us about our freedom.
Amen.
You may, brothers and sisters, we're called to be free, this writer says, but do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. That's a paraphrase of the Galatians 5:13. And so we have the responsibility to use our freedom in Christ to choose that which is right. You touched on a moment ago, you can either choose the right or go left and or be wrong. And this writer says we have the responsibility to use the freedom Christ gives us to choose what is right. And that is what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. If we recognize what we have in him, we're going to be willing to submit and surrender our lives to him. We've been bought with a price, and the price is the shed blood, the rich red royal blood of Christ on Calvary's cross. A slave servant cannot do as he pleases. A slave servant cannot go where he pleases. A slave servant, by the way, Pastor, does not have to worry about food, clothing, or shelter. The master is going to take care of that.
Amen. Amen.
The master is the one that gives the instructions. The master is the one that gives the direction. The master is the one that says where we can go and where we can't go, what we can do and what we cannot do. That means, ladies and gentlemen, that if we are if we look at our Christian freedom and understand that we have the freedom from the penalty of sin, we have the freedom from the power of sin, but we have the freedom in our personal Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that freedom is to honor him, to serve him, to obey him, and to recognize that we are his slave servants, submitted and surrendered under his lordship in each of our lives, each and every day.
And God, then, Dr. Youngblood, you know, I did a study on eternal life, mm-hmm. as I were doing some of my work, you know, down through my reports and all, you know, in the classes and all. And I kind of researched eternal life, and just to touch on it just a little bit, it's not only talking about eternal life in the sweet by and by.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about eternal quality of life that
right
you can
now.
Enjoy here and
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
You see, this is what we're trying to communicate to you today.
Yes.
You have a quality of life. God has a better life for you, my friend. He has a better life for you, and he has freedom available that will blow your mind.
Amen.
Let me put it to you that way. That freedom that he has for you will blow your mind if you will only trust and obey his word.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to be free. As we celebrate this Independence Day, we're talking about the independence, the freedom that we have in America. But the greatest freedom that you can have, the greatest freedom that I can experience, is the freedom that we have in Christ. One writer concludes it in this fashion. He says, God wants his children to experience the joy of freedom. The believer is free. He's free from the power of sin. He's free from the penalty of sin and is promised the freedom from the presence of sin in eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That fact should stir immense joy in the heart of every believer. This freedom of the redeemed in Christ will also be shared by the natural world. That is, we can go out and share this good news of the Lord Jesus Christ with a dark and dying society about us. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate Independence Day, let's do it in a twofold fashion, celebrating independence in our nation, the Declaration of Independence. We've got 247 years, but let's celebrate today, ladies and gentlemen, our independence, not independence from Christ, but dependence upon him and our freedom that we have in him. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issue.
Happy 4th of July.
Amen.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south.
Generous giving to the Lord shouldn't just be fun. It should be hilarious. I'm about to tell you why.
True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, Last Words of Jesus.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 says the Lord loves a cheerful giver. The Greek word is the same word we get our